This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster, my podcast.
And this is Kasogtha.
There's a monster in my podcast.
And you might be thinking, haven't you already done Kasogtha? Mm-hmm. It's spelled a little different.
Right. Yeah, so this is basically what happens if a Cthulhu story was written by the front page recommendations from Pornhub. Where it is Cthulhu, this is both his sister and his mate.
Yeah.
So fun.
I thought you were talking about the description of this and your Pornhub front page, because it talks about a fetus floating in a uterus of chaos. And the uterus Pornhub tag is not great.
Have you been there?
No.
Oh, it's a joke.
Yeah, it's a joke.
Oh, okay.
It's a clip for me only. Thanks. Jeez.
People have medical fetishes. I don't know.
I suppose there probably are. You scooting boogies.
Gary, I don't want to get uterus Twitter like on our asses. I don't want to be canceled by uterus Twitter.
Yeah. Uterus Twitter sounds like a Roman senator. So this is Cthulhu's sister bride.
Yep.
And it's a bunch of big slimy ropes.
Yes.
Even though it does also has an ochre vein nimbus.
Mm-hmm.
That's the fetus floating in the uterus of chaos.
Yes. And so Kasogtha is trapped on Jupiter with their twin daughters, Nyctosa and Nyctolu. Just basically, they say it is a hurricane the size of planet Earth. I think they're talking
three
times the size of planet Earth. Like, are they talking about the red spot? Can they just say the red spot?
I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, they could have, but I think that if they just said the red spot, it sounds less cool than a hurricane three times the size of Earth.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I'm just wondering.
Pretty big hurricane, man.
Yeah, it's a big hurricane.
Yeah. That's basically all she does.
Yes.
Is hang out there. The worshippers want to free her, and they do it through horrible and bloody rituals of sex, drugs, and torture, which makes me think that freeing her is secondary. I think this is some post-hoc justification.
It's a nice to have.
For things you're going to do anyway.
Right.
And she crushes you with these tendrils.
Yes.
She's a writhing mass, big tentacles. She grabs you and just kind of crushes you inside her tentacles.
I think her primary attack and her primary defense is living in a hurricane three times the size of the planet we live on.
That's true. You have to get past that hurricane. What are the stats for hurricanes? How much magic, how much pow does the hurricane have?
It's actually Hurricane Carter. So you got to fight that boxer and then get to her.
Oh, okay. I was trying to figure out which deep pull, because we all know about the hurricane because of the Bob Dylan song, but I didn't know who a hurricane
fought. Yeah.
Right. That's a good ending, but the ending I was gonna have was Ithaca be like, did somebody call me?
Did somebody mention a storm?
Did somebody want to know the stats for a storm?
Me. I love the idea of Ithaca being a self-searching reply guy.
Oh god,
everybody's sick of your shit, Ithaca.
Yeah. Ithaca takes off his hurricane mask, revealing a tornado mask. Everyone groans at his shit.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.